Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm a bad dude in the woods, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
All right, welcome back. Glad you joined us. I want to thank Jack and Leon DeLeon for producing our program, as always, doing a great job. This is part of the Front Porch People network of programs. It's always good to talk to guys like Kenny Coolbeth because he's been there, done that so many times. He's an expert.
Paragon of the sport, and he's retiring. Gosh, makes me feel old.
Well, you are old. And can you do me a favor and recap the story that you started the program with?
Well, I didn't even get into I did the results of World Superbike, but interestingly, as long as we're going to go all catfighty, Mr. Johnny Ray, who's crushing it with 10 race wins in a row, went on the record to a journalist and said, I would have done better in MotoGP than Cal Crutchlow. Called out Crutchlow by name.
Wow.
And Crutchlow's had a very respectable season. He's does bin it a fair bit, but most racers, when they're struggling, do.
How did Kyle respond?
Cal Crutchlow did not respond as yet. I'm sure we'll hear in the offseason that they got together. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think that the talent pool is like in MotoGP compared to World Superbike? Or should I say World Superbike compared to MotoGP?
I think the best guys in the world are in MotoGP. And Cal Crutchlow,
we know
like
this.
Him or lump him, you cannot say he's anything but one of the fastest dudes on the planet. Yeah. He's not on a factory bike. And
that's not what I asked you.
Right.
What's the difference? I absolutely agree. Ray can run there. Would he be better than Crutchlow? Who knows? There's no way to know until they line up.
Thank Chris Bishop and Tommy Boy Halverson for their contribution. Also want to thank our guests, Taylor Jones, Sean Ambarski, and Devin Bolin. Hour number one, Michael Locke. Outstanding interview with him. And again, Kenny Coolbeth Jr. For Ed Kuhlenkamp, Tony Wink, Roman Avila, PJ Duran, I'm Scott Casper, thanking each and every one of you for listening. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday nights or again on Sunday mornings in some of the markets we're on. Radio in and from the iHeart Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. It's always a pleasure to join you. Thanks for listening to Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Have a good one, everybody.
May I have your attention, please? Excuse me.
Are you listening to me?
Thank you. The preceding was an exclusive presentation of Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, a division of Pit Pass Radio LC. Any use of this copyrighted material without the express written consent of Pit Pass Radio LC is strictly prohibited.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.